This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I want to ask about what's your opinion on blockchain.
I think blockchain is the technology right now that has the most potential to disrupt society. I think people are grossly underestimating what it means, what it's doing. Blockchain is creating infrastructure around trust and trust between all of us with each other, with nobody in between, not central banks, not leasing companies, not even governments. I think that it has the potential to create the global next war because it's so big.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. What do you think?
My personal opinion.
Yeah, go ahead.
My personal opinion, I really like it. I'm really bad at listening to myself while I talk,
no worries,
so I stop accidentally. But I like it a lot. I look
Why?
Into it. I mean, I think it's a really interesting new architecture, I guess you could say.
Yep.
Because it's almost 100%. I mean, it's decentralized, so there's no one controlling it.
That's right.
And I mean, it has a lot of power. I just think I don't know how to explain it.
Do you think that China and America and Russia are gonna let it see its power?
I mean, I don't think they like it, but since it's decentralized, I don't think there's any way to stop it.
Sure, there is.
Can you give an example?
Sure, they can start suppressing their citizens.
Yeah, okay. I don't have a counter answer to that.
Okay. I don't either, by the way. I'm just super, the reason I'm exchanging right now is mm-hmm. People are like, Bitcoin, guys, get educated on what's actually happening here. Like, pay attention to the conversation we just had a minute ago. This is a big deal. I don't know either. You got something on it? Blockchain is a protocol. I guess it's an infrastructure. I don't know what people are calling it. What is it, a protocol?
It's essentially a big network which every piece of information is stored in blocks, and it's publicly viewable so everyone can see it and verify that everything is true.
And there's mining technology that creates the people.
Yeah,
that
that's the
it.
Ecosystem.
The ecosystem is around miners, which are machines. It's basically you and I. You will sell me your home in 11 years, and our transaction will happen on the blockchain.
Nobody else,
which means all those fees in between you and me. So, you know, I don't talk about it a lot because, as you can tell, I don't even know every terminology. I've been paying attention. I bought Bitcoin 4 years ago. I'm watching, but it's heady. I'm laughing because everyone's like, Bitcoin. I'm like, ugh. Do you know what Ethereum is? Do you know what blockchain is? Like, this is very intense. Mm-hmm. I think it's youth naivete that says Russia and China and America can't do anything about it. It is literally the thing that can undermine them.
Yeah.
They're not that interested in that.
Are you invested into blockchain and Bitcoin?
So I bought Bitcoin in 2014. So I just need all of you to eat that for a minute, okay? I love showing my Coinbase to people that are like, I put in 25K, it's worth it. No. So, Marques, listen, I think blockchain's way bigger than people realize. Like, people are with it like on a Bitcoin level, then people a little smarter on the Ethereum level. But when you understand what the blockchain is, my big thing with the blockchain is it can literally overthrow America and China and Russia. It's that powerful. It's a platform of trust, and we can do with each other and everybody else is out. It's so heady, man. I understand it theoretically. I haven't spent a lot of time in it, right? But I've been spending more lately. You know, there's a lot of ICOs, get rich quick, that's starting to happen. I need all the dust, thank you. I need all the dust to settle a little bit. I'm watching. You know, my favorite time is when I'm like the cobra in the grass. I loved social media like 2006, 2007, 2008, because I was just like creeping. I was like in there, I was watching it. Like, that's how I'm with blockchain right now. That's how I'm with AR. That's how I, with voice, I'm a little louder because I was in the grass 2 years ago with voice and Alexa skills and podcasts, but now I'm out. I think it's super fascinating. I think there's a lot of people that know a lot more than me, which is why I don't spit on it a whole lot, but it's big, big.
Yeah, let me tell you about what's been happening this year that's been really interesting, because I've been in Bitcoin now since late 16. Like, I first heard about it in 13, but didn't really do anything with it. But late 16, early 17, and I went through the spike and the bear market, which sucked. But what's been really interesting this year, what's really been happening, is this cross-section with the pandemic. We've had this cross-section with the pandemic, you know, a lot of people on lockdowns, a lot of companies closing, here in the UK as well in the US, and like rampant money printing by the government to be able to support furlough schemes. And that massive increase in the money supply has this relative risk of we're seeing a potential increase in inflation. So this is a company, do you know MicroStrategy, the data company? Okay, so they're a data company. There's a guy runs that, Michael Saylor. He came out of the woodwork this year. They had $1 billion in their treasury, and he put 450 million of that straight into Bitcoin this year. His thesis being that the money, the dollars he's holding in his treasury is essentially a melting ice cube.
Listen, when paper is printable in perpetuity and not grounded to the gold standard or some other aspect, the thesis is not difficult to understand. Mm. I also think that people are bad at history. There was a time when people traded rocks and other things. You know, money, you know, by governments is not a forever thing. And so people have come along and reinvented currency for a very, very, very long time. I am not educated enough to stand on a soapbox like I am in other things and go deep on this, but as a common sense human being, and that has been my North Star, and as one that believes that humans decide everything in collectives. There was a reason. Listen, I didn't have a lot of money when I bought Bitcoin back then. Like, I bought it for a reason. I didn't follow it through. I really, at least from a financial standpoint, would have benefited quite a bit from following it through. But the macro thesis of blockchain is very right.
Gary, Bitcoin or Ethereum?
Ethereum.
Why?
Because it's more of a platform than the singular brand. It's blockchain, then it's Ethereum, then it's Bitcoin. So I don't think people understand, right? It's like WordPress and Netscape Navigator or Yahoo.com. Bitcoin could win and could become a brand like a Nike and could be amazing and all that. But Ethereum is the infrastructure above, which you build on top of. Blockchain, bless you. Blockchain is the most gangster going on, and I'll explain why. When you talk, if you truly understand the chess moves of decentralizing everything, well, then the whole world's on call, governments included. Look, the blockchain is game-changing infrastructure. Cryptocurrency is like search engines. There's gonna be a billion that go to zero, and there'll be Google, and there'll be, you know, Yahoo and Bing still work, by the way. And so whether Bitcoin is Google or Schmitcoin or Schmincoin or like Doge or, you know, Litecoin or whatever it may be, I have no idea. But blockchain's an incredible technology. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted review is He Gives Good Advice by VJX. This is the advice I've always needed. I'm really appreciative of everything Gary's done for us. Thanks for always having such entertaining guests and informative guests. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.